When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Showtime Spanish, Episode 6.
Es hora de pasar al siguiente nivel, de los ensayos al espectáculo. Este es tu momento. ¡Que se abra el telón!
Break a leg, take a bow. It's showtime.
Bueno, Alba, ¿qué tal estás hoy?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú, Marc?
Yo estoy muy bien, gracias. Este es el episodio número 6 de Showtime Spanish y esperamos que os haya gustado el último episodio, que era, claro, el primer episodio de Verano Español. ¿Te ha gustado a ti?
Pues sí, me ha encantado. Yo ya estoy esperando la siguiente entrega.
Yo también. Bueno, esta semana vamos a hablar un poco de lo que hemos hecho desde que nos vimos por última vez. As usual, we're going to present the language, the conversation to you, in the first act, en el primer acto.
En el intermedio, vamos a hacer una cosa un poco diferente. Ya basta de trabalenguas, ya tenemos muchos. Ahora vamos a ir a por los chistes.
Muy bien. Y luego, en el segundo acto, yo voy a explicar la gramática, el lenguaje que hemos utilizado durante el primer acto. Bueno, ya vamos a empezar.
Venga, vamos a ello.
Break a leg, take a bow. It's showtime.
Bueno, antes de empezar a grabar este episodio, Marc y yo hemos estado hablando. Y resulta que es que los dos hemos estado en el mismo sitio este fin de semana. Es por eso que vamos a hablar de Edimburgo.
Sí, la semana pasada, pues hace dos semanas, estábamos hablando de la gran ciudad, porque yo había estado en Londres. Y este fin de semana parece que los dos hemos estado en Edimburgo. Por distintas razones, claro, pero estuvimos los dos en Edimburgo. Y si no lo sabéis, Edimburgo es la capital de Escocia. Está más o menos a 2 horas de donde vivo yo.
Bueno, Marc, cuéntanos qué hiciste este fin de semana en Edimburgo.
Bueno, fui a ver una comedia musical, una obra de teatro muy conocida que se llama Mary Poppins, que están dando en el Teatro Playhouse en Edimburgo.
Pero a ver, ¿Mary Poppins no es para niños pequeños?
Bueno, sí, por eso fui con mi familia. Fui con mi mujer y mis dos niños. Tengo dos niños, uno de 4 años y el otro tiene 7 años ahora. Y a ellos les encantó.
Ay, ¿cómo se llama la canción más famosa de Mary Poppins?
Se llama, pues creo que se llama Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, quizás.
¡Ah! En español decimos supercalifragilisticoespialidoso.
Supercalifragilisticoespialidoso. Supercalifragilisticoespialidoso, ¿sí?
Sí.
Muy bien. ¿Y cómo sigue la canción?
Bueno, pues sí que... A ver, supercalifragilisticoespialidoso, aunque suene extravagante, raro y espantoso...
Espera. Aunque suene extravagante.
Uh-huh. Okay. Raro y espantoso.
Ok. Aunque suene... There's a subjunctive in there, folks. Aunque suene extravagante, raro y espantoso. Espantoso como frightening.
Uh-huh. Si lo dice con soltura, sonará armonioso.
Entonces, si lo dices bien, como con mucha fluidez,
uh-huh,
sonará armonioso.
Uh-huh.
¿Y luego?
Supercalifragilisticoespialidoso.
Muy bien. Pues entonces, ¿la vamos a cantar?
Bueno, vale, va.
Pues empiezas tú.
Supercalifragilisticoespialidoso.
Aunque suene extravagante, raro y espantoso.
Si lo dice con soltura, sonará armonioso.
Supercalifragilisticoespialidoso.
Yeah.
Bueno, muy bien. Ok, pues entonces, yo estuve en el teatro con mi familia el viernes por la noche y luego el sábado fuimos a ver el Parlamento Escocés.
El Parlamento Escocés, tengo que decir, que fue diseñado por un arquitecto catalán.
Sí, lo sé, lo sé. Pero no, es un edificio muy interesante en Edimburgo. A mí me gusta, sé que hay muchas personas a quien no les gusta, pero pues a mí me gusta. También fuimos a ver Dynamic Earth, que es un... Uy, es difícil explicar lo que es Dynamic Earth. Es como una cueva con una exposición sobre los principios de la vida en la Tierra. Por ejemplo, con los dinosaurios, uh-huh, los volcanes y todo eso. Era muy interesante y para los niños sí que era interesante también. Pero yo no sabía que también estaba Alba en Edimburgo el sábado. Dinos, ¿por qué fuiste tú a Edimburgo?
Bueno, yo este fin de semana me lo he pasado muy bien. La verdad es que el sábado era un día especial para mí porque mi novio y yo celebrábamos nuestro aniversario.
Enhorabuena.
Gracias.
¿Cuántos años?
Solo uno.
Pero enhorabuena.
Sí, es muy bonito el principio. Bueno, pues decidimos ir a Edimburgo el sábado y habíamos planeado pasar el día, pero al final decidimos pasar todo el fin de semana.
¡Qué bien! ¿Y has visto que había un montón de gente en Edimburgo el sábado?
Sí, alucinante. Había muchísima gente por todas partes.
¿Y sabes por qué?
Bueno, sí. Había un partido de rugby.
Sí, y... de Escocia contra Nueva Zelanda.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sí.
La ciudad estaba llena de gente.
Increíble. De hecho, mi novio y yo tuvimos problemas para encontrar alojamiento, porque estaba todo lleno. Fue por eso, fue porque había mucho ambiente que decidimos quedarnos a pasar la noche y a pasar el domingo.
Perfecto. ¿Y qué habéis hecho? ¿Habéis hecho un poco de turismo?
Bueno, pues sí, hicimos un poco de turismo por la Royal Mile arriba y abajo. La Royal Mile va desde el castillo hasta el Parlamento. Y bueno, yo ya había visitado Edimburgo, pero para mi novio era la primera vez.
Bueno, de mis hijos... El mayor ya había estado en Edimburgo, pero el pequeño nunca había estado. Entonces, para él era aún más alucinante. Vale. ¿Y qué hicisteis el domingo? ¿Algo muy romántico?
Bueno, pues fuimos a pasear por el parque y, bueno, sacamos fotos y, bueno, estuvimos relajándonos todo el fin de semana. Muy bien.
Muy bien. ¿Y volvisteis a Glasgow por la noche?
Sí, en tren.
Muy bien. Okay, so we're now going to go through what we've said, but using more simple, straightforward Spanish.
Mark fue a Edimburgo con su familia a ver Mary Poppins en el teatro. A sus niños les encantó la obra y creo que también a Mark y a su mujer. El sábado vieron el Parlamento Escocés que fue diseñado por un arquitecto español, o más bien, catalán.
Alba también estaba en Edimburgo este fin de semana con su novio. Aunque habían pensado ir solo un día, decidieron pasar todo el fin de semana porque había mucho ambiente, ya que había un partido de rugby de Escocia contra Nueva Zelanda en el Estadio Nacional. Hicieron turismo, pasearon por la Royal Mile, que va desde el castillo hasta el Parlamento. Alba ya había visitado Edimburgo, pero para su novio era la primera vez. El domingo dieron un paseo por un parque muy bonito e hicieron fotos antes de volver a Glasgow en tren.
Okay, hopefully that helps you understand the conversation, and obviously you can go through the full conversation with the vocabulary in this week's lesson notes. We'll be back in just a moment after this short intermedio.
Bueno, hoy en el intermedio vamos a explicaros un chiste. ¿Sabéis lo que es un chiste?
Un chiste es a joke.
Ahí va el chiste. Dos gatos son perseguidos por un perro y se esconden en el jardín. Como el perro sigue olisqueando los arbustos, uno de los gatos quiere imitar al perro y empieza a ladrar diciendo ¡guau! ¡Guau! El perro se asusta y se va, y entonces el gato le dice al otro: ¿ves? Es muy útil hablar otro idioma.
The thing is, it's never a good idea to explain a joke. If you've got to explain a joke, then perhaps the joke has lost something. But this time, we're talking about jokes in Spanish, so I think it's okay to explain the joke. Let's just make sure we've all understood it. Dos gatos son perseguidos por un perro. So two cats are being chased by a dog. Y se esconden en el jardín. So they hide in the garden. Como el perro sigue olisqueando los arbustos. So while the dog is sniffing around the bushes, uno de los gatos quiere imitar al perro. So one of the cats wants to imitate the dog y empieza a ladrar. Now, ladrar is the verb to bark. So the dog says wah wah. Now that's spelt G-U-A-U. Wow. Okay, that's what dogs do in Spanish. So, on hearing this, el perro se asusta. The dog gets a surprise. Y se va. And it goes away. Y entonces el gato le dice al otro, so, and then the cat says to the other cat, ¿ves? Es muy útil hablar otro idioma. I'm sure you understand what that means. Okay, Alba, can we have the whole thing again, please?
Bueno, ahí va. Dos gatos son perseguidos por un perro y se esconden en el jardín. Como el perro sigue olisqueando los arbustos, uno de los gatos quiere imitar al perro y empieza a ladrar diciendo ¡guau! ¡Guau! El perro se asusta y se va. Y entonces el gato le dice al otro: ¿ves? Es muy útil hablar otro idioma.
Un chiste muy gracioso, Alba. Hola, Mark. Y hola, Alba. Sí que es cierto que hablar otro idioma es muy útil. Speaking another language is really useful. Como siempre, es un auténtico placer poder estar aquí con vosotros. Bueno, it's all about pushing yourself that little bit harder to get to the next stage. Para pasar al siguiente nivel. Today you learn how to show surprise and react at the state something's been left in. It could be a messy house or an untidy bedroom, or indeed anything else that's seen better days. Bueno, en español, you would say something like está hecho un desastre, or hecha un desastre if you are describing a feminine thing, like a house, for example, una casa. Hecho un desastre means it's a tip, a disaster zone, quite literally. You can say this about people as well, if they're a bit scruffy, for example. Estás hecho un desastre. Something else you can say along those same lines is todo está patas arriba. Everything is upside down. Everything is a mess. Okay, so have a go yourself and repeat after me. Está hecho un desastre. Todo está patas arriba. Muy bien, eso es todo por hoy. That's all for today. Hasta el próximo intermedio de Showtime Spanish. And now, straight back to Mark and Alba. Dime, Mark, ¿tienes la casa hecha un desastre, como yo?
Bueno, José, la verdad es que sí, pero ¿sabes? Es porque trabajamos demasiado.
When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Bienvenidos al segundo acto. Ahora, Mark nos explicará el lenguaje que se ha utilizado en el primer acto para que lo entendamos mejor.
Gracias, Alba. There are two things I'd like to pick up from this week's conversation. The first of these is the phrase, a ellos les encantó. Here I was talking about the play Mary Poppins and how it pleased or how my sons enjoyed it. They liked it. A ellos les encantó. But if you think about that sentence, a ellos means to them and les also means to them. It's the indirect object pronoun. Les encantó. To them, it pleased. But here we have a ellos, to them, les, to them, encantó, it pleased. So we're actually repeating to them in this sentence. This is very common in Spanish. Consider, for example, a mí me gusta la música. Here you're saying a mí, to me, me, to me, gusta la música, pleases the music. So again, you're repeating the to me, or in the case of the example, to them. It's very common to use this, particularly when you're emphasizing the person or people to whom something pleases. So, a mí me gusta la música is the equivalent of saying I like music, stressing the I. A mí me gusta la música. Well, as for me, I like music. A mí me gusta la música. How would you say, what about you? Do you like music? You'd say, ¿a ti te gusta la música? We're going to go through the whole range of people here, going through each person individually and talking about both what's called the disjunctive pronoun, which is me, ti, and so on, and also the indirect object pronoun, the me, te. Me gusta, te gusta, and so on. One thing that's extremely important is that you don't get mixed up with this being a reflexive pronoun. It's me, te, le, not me, te, se. As in, me llamo, te llamas, se llama. Here we're talking about indirect object pronouns. Me gusta, te gusta, le gusta. Anyway, we'll come to that in a moment because we're going to go through the whole six parts, or indeed in this case there are more, because we're talking about to him and to her and so on. So first of all, to me, using the disjunctive pronoun, a me, and that's M-I with an accent. It has an accent to differentiate it from the possessive adjective, me, meaning my, mi madre, M-I with no accent, but a me, where it's stressed in the disjunctive pronoun form, it's M-I with an accent. So, a mi, and the tu form, the you form, would be a ti, T-I. Now, notice here that ti is not spelled with an accent. And even Spanish native speakers get that wrong sometimes because they think it must be the same as mi, a mi, me gusta, but a ti doesn't have an accent. The reason for this is very straightforward, because there is no other word in the Spanish language that's spelled T-I, so there is nothing to differentiate between. If you're talking about my mother, you say mi madre, M-I, but if you're using the disjunctive pronoun, you talk about a mi, M-I with an accent. Otherwise, you get mixed up. However, with T, there's no other word, because you say tu madre, your mother, and compare that with a ti. There's no confusion at all, so there's no accent on a ti. Now, what about to him? That would be a él, and that does have an accent, a él, e acute l. And the reason it has an accent, obviously, is to differentiate it from the masculine definite article, el libro. Okay, so a él, to him. And to her is a ella. A ella, E-double-L-A. No accents, you'll be pleased to know. Then we have a usted, to you. A usted. There's also another disjunctive pronoun used for it. In some cases, you would use a ello. However, we're not going to worry too much about that. Alba did use it in this episode when she says, vamos a ello, let's get to it. As I say, we'll not worry about it just now, particularly when we're talking about gustar. So, a mí, a ti, a él, a ella, a usted. To say to us, you would say a nosotros. Nosotros is the same word for we, so no problem there. A nosotros. And then the same thing happens with vosotros, a vosotros. And you've probably guessed it, when it comes to them, you've got a masculine form and a feminine form. So you can have a ellos and a ellas. A ellos, a ellas. Straightforward so far. And finally, a ustedes. A ustedes. To you, plural, polite, a ustedes. Okay, so much for the disjunctive pronouns. However, in this construction, these have to be combined with indirect object pronouns. So let's just take out of the equation the disjunctive pronouns and talk about gusta here, and we're going to say to me pleases. So let's take la música again. A mí me gusta la música. We're going to take out the a mí part for the moment and just talk about me gusta. Me gusta, the indirect object pronoun, is me. Me gusta. To me pleases. Te gusta, T-E, to you pleases. Le gusta, to him or to her pleases. Le gusta. Nos gusta. To us, pleases. Nos gusta. Os gusta. Os gusta. O-S. That's the vosotros form. To you, plural, informal, used in Spain. Os gusta. Os gusta la música. And to them, pleases. Les gusta. Les gusta la música. So far, we've got our indirect object pronouns, me, te le, nos os le, and our disjunctive pronouns, a mí, a ti, a él, a ella, a nosotros, a vosotros, a ellos, and also a usted, and a ustedes, thrown in there as well. So now what we need to do is put these together. So we're going to say, I like music. To me, pleases the music. A mí, me gusta la música. A ti, te gusta la música. A él, le gusta la música. A ella, le gusta la música. A usted, le gusta la música. A nosotros, nos gusta la música. A vosotros, os gusta la música. A ellos, les gusta la música. A ellas, les gusta la música. A ustedes, les gusta la música. Now, I hope you don't feel this has been too pedantic. Hopefully, it has really helped to get you used to this particular phrase, which is very, very common in Spanish. I said there were two things I'd like to pick up on, and the other thing is the use of the pluperfect tense. It's something that we've not really talked about before in Showtime. The pluperfect is used to translate what we say in English when we say, I had done something, or you had visited London, or he had been in Edinburgh before, and so on. In Spanish, we use the imperfect tense of the verb haber, H-A-B-E-R, and that's combined with the past participle. Let's run through quickly the imperfect tense of haber. It's a standard, regular ER verb, so it becomes había, habías, había, habíamos, habíais, habían. So if we combine this with the past participle of whichever verb we are working with, we get the pluperfect tense. So let's take cantar, to sing. Había cantado, I had sung. Habías cantado, you had sung. Había cantado, she or he had sung, or indeed you, formal, had sung. Habíamos cantado, we had sung. Habíais cantado, you, vosotros, had sung. Habían cantado, they had sung. Now we will hear further examples of this in future lessons, and there's also some practice of it, along with all of your disjunctive and indirect object pronouns, in this week's Encore podcast. That's where we're going to leave these explanations for just now. So once again, we hope you've found this a useful and enjoyable episode of Showtime Spanish. As I mentioned, there's lots more in this week's bonus materials, which you can find on our website at showtimespanish.com. There's a full transcript of our dialogue, the texts of the chiste and José's phrases, and there's also further explanations of all the grammar that we've covered in today's lesson, and full details on all the words and phrases used in the dialogues.
Estimados oyentes, esperamos que lo hayáis pasado muy bien.
Tune in again next time for more Showtime.
Espero que tengáis una buena semana y nos vemos el próximo sábado.
Gracias a ti, Alba, y gracias a todos vosotros.
Hasta la vista.
You'll be understood from Madrid to Bogotá, Peru, Argentina to Nicaragua. No matter where you go, you'll have amigos. Break a leg, take a bow. It's Showtime.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.